get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition.
Therapies Hour with your host Mona Jones
and Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show. We have an exciting show for you, so hang on. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you get the most amazing combinations, organic herbs, organic nutrients, vitamins, protein powders, you name it. All of those things are there at the best prices and certified free of the toxins and the chemicals. You got it. All at Alive and Well. And Alive and Well is hand in hand right over there with the magnificent, incredible organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. And remember that broth is broad spectrum. Because we're not just talking about a bowl of soup. We're talking about broth, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, you want organic chicken, meats, all of those things are there. Whatever your choice is, fabulous choices are all there. Magnificent salads, magnificent soups, magnificent combos. Incredible for any particular choice, and very safe and wonderful. And remember, too, that we are in constant gratitude to our local Maui organic farmers, because every day we get in the magnificent organic local produce brought in, and we have a high concentration juicer where there's many different choices, but also we get the organic juices, high concentration, and only in glass, and they are available for you. And don't forget.
When's the last time you had ultraviolet white water? Count on your, how many fingers you got? You got 10 fingers. Count on your fingers. How many times have you had ultraviolet white water? Unless you're shopping at Alive and Well to get to fill up your water jugs, you're not getting it. How many times have you had the activated carbon filtering system water combined with the ultraviolet light water, combined with the vortex chamber? The vortex chamber. Water becomes almost inert in storage and in tanks and in pipes, but the activated, purified, ultraviolet, carbon-filtered water, vortex chamber water, rejuvenates the hydrogen and oxygen and every little molecule of water. And that's what brings the ultraviolet vortex water to life. So when you drink the water from Alive and Well, you may very well taste the difference, the feel, but you will definitely be able to absorb the nutrients from the water, the hydrogen and the oxygen, which is what water is all about. It's more than just a lubricant. It's a deliverer of oxygen and hydrogen, which gives your body invigorating power.
And my heart and mind must be very, 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 very old, because I'm still grateful and thinking about what happened in 1938.
Get out.
Get out of here.
You can't remember that far back.
Well, actually, I do.
You weren't even born in 1938.
I wasn't, but my brain and heart remember.
But I was.
You were. Okay. Are we going to tell people how old you are?
My brain and heart remembers better than your brain and heart.
You forgot that one of the leading ladies who was the head of a major theater that we performed at said, never tell anyone how old you are.
I didn't say
Jan McCart, Royal Palm Dinner Theater.
I didn't say how old I was.
Yes, you did. You gave him the year you were born.
No, I did not.
Darren, why did you turn off the mic on this one? But she always said, because I used to confess to have my age, and she said, and was performing at the musical theater there, she said, never tell anyone how old you are.
And I've been listening to her advice for years, and I didn't say what year I was born. I just said in 1938, I was aware of all the wonderful things you're talking about.
So anyway, in 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, that's the highest award there is, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. This is proven. These two parameters are positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of the vortex water is 7.8. It has the right absolute neutrality, the right hydrogen, and a very high oxygen. It goes on to say that the vortex gives structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, saves energy, and does all kinds of wonderful things for you.
And you can get it at Alive and Well.
Amen.
Just bring your container into the store. It's right there waiting for you. If you don't have a container, a glass container, a half gallon, a gallon, 5 gallon, whatever you want, we have them available for you. And when you buy a container, a glass or whatever size you buy, you get a free fill of water, a vortex water.
Wonderful. Life itself, right? Just like Otto Warburg.
Good old Otto.
And the Nobel Prize. Okay. Well, okay. So let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors area. Strictly nutritional educators, and we are sharing information with you about what doctors, holistically minded, yes, many of them may not be, but in clinical trials, what they have learned about nutrition. And let's start off by saying that there's a new health alert, especially for older adults, by a very famous doctor, David Brownstein, MD. He has a whole kind. He believes in holistic medicine, board certified, one of the foremost holistic medical practitioners in America. And this is what he is reporting. He's reporting, not making it up. And here I go, quoting the doctor, present in Newsmax. Our gut bacteria can absorb and expel so-called, quote, forever chemicals, shows a new medical study at the University of Cambridge researchers found.
What are forever chemicals?
That means that forever chemicals that supposedly can't be eliminated, they're present all the time, forever chemicals.
It's the junk that's put into our processed
food. Exactly, and that's exactly what he says. The University of Cambridge researchers found that certain bacterial strains soaked up 20 to 75% of toxic PFAEs in laboratory dishes. Furthermore, they go on to say, okay, that man-made chemicals widely used in industry and consumer products are detectable in nearly everyone living in the U.S.
Man-made chemicals added to our food supply.
Consumer products
man-made
and using, that's right.
Chemicals added to our food supply, which are what? Non-nutritive. Things like aluminum and mercury, which is in so many foods, okay? That's okay with the industry, and it's okay with the Food and Drug Administration, but it's not okay with your liver. It's not okay with your health. It's not okay with your minute-by-minute, second-by-second metabolism. Those are poisons, and they're very toxic. Go ahead, honey.
And he goes on to say that they are detectable in nearly everyone living in the U.S., linked with many different health conditions, such as cancer, developmental delays, all kinds of diseases, says the doctor, okay? And then he goes on to statement here. Okay, with that, and he goes on to say something very important. He talks here. With support for better immune function, a more stable mood, improved digestion, and overall well-being. It's all connected to this area of your body you don't expect has anything to do with your immune system, okay? And he says older adults face a decrease in natural killer cell activity, down, the natural cells that fight disease. And this, with this decrease is linked to increased risk of adverse health conditions. You accumulate more worn-out memories, T cells, which have lost their ability to divide and function properly. Instead, what's happening, he says, pro-inflammatory molecules. An imbalanced inflammatory response accelerates immune decline and many other health issues seniors face. So they're talking about a decrease in natural killer cells and pro-inflammation.
Inflammatory.
Again, and I want you to talk about that. And he says, and before that, I'm just going to say that he says, did you know that you have two brains? Did you know that?
Sure, I knew that.
You and I, or I'm doing both of the brains for us, or what? What's with the two? I have the two brains, and you're going, duh. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, well,
did you know you had two brains?
Well, I do. I have a. Okay. Well, you. I'm not sure. Okay. Well,
oh, you're good.
Two.
No, yeah. That's nice. Okay. Do you know you have two? Deep. Here says the doctor, even though he doesn't personally know you. Deep within the walls of your gut, that's your tummy, lies a network of 100 million nerve cells. More than you have in your spinal cord or peripheral, that's all around nervous system. Scientists call this second brain in your digestive system the enteric nervous system, or ENS. And the scientists discovered that 70 to 80% of your immune system is actually located inside your gut. And the immune system, says the doctor, highlighted in your digestive tract, is designed to fence off potential threats from gaining entrance to the rest of your body through your circulation.
And it's connected directly to your brain.
That's right, and I want you...
And when you get a gut feeling, a gut emotional thing, consider it. Don't dismiss it. Consider it. What's really going on with your particular situation?
And since you were a soldier, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to read in the start here and then go into the soldiers in your gut, says the doctor.
I can do that.
Okay.
From the top, folks. When the enteric nervous system inside your gut helps to regulate many of your vital immune functions. So as you can imagine, supporting your gut's immune system is vital to maintaining health as you age. Your gut is home to about 100 trillion bacteria.
Wow.
Who's counting?
Oh my gosh. That would take me a couple days or so.
At least. So many bacteria, beneficial bacteria, they actually weigh about 2 or 3 pounds. But each one of those bacteria are invisible by themselves. They don't weigh anything by themselves. But you put all those trillions together and you've got about 3 pounds of bacteria, beneficial, trying to keep you alive and well. And because so many living organisms make a home there, many scientists now consider your gut to be an organ of sorts. They call it the microbial organ, the microbiome. You have probably heard about the beneficial bacteria in your gut, your defending soldiers, as they were. For you to remain optimally healthy, about 85% of the beneficial bacteria in your gut should be comprised of friendly bacteria, such as lactobacillus or bifidobacteria. The remaining 15% are different kinds of non-beneficial microbes, but their minority status helps keep them in check. Unfortunately, says the physicians, in many people, especially older people, this ratio becomes skewed. You
right.
Want to say something?
No, I want you also, when you're through with that one point, to talk about what the super digestion can do as a soldier in your gut.
When I get
yeah,
there,
you
that's
betcha.
When I'll
you
talk
betcha.
About.
You betcha.
Going back to the article, when this ratio of being good and bad bacteria becomes skewed, the non-beneficial bacteria increase in numbers, crowding out the good bacteria. And it goes on to say that according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of the CDC, at least 30% of antibiotic treatments prescribed in the outpatient setting are necessary and extremely toxic. But going back to the digestion, before the food ever gets to your guts, it goes to your stomach. And when the food is in your stomach, you have loads of enzymes which break down all the fibers, all the everything. It disseminates all the food. You chewed it up and it goes into your stomach, and all the digestive enzymes further digest your food and release the nutrients, and to help kill off the bad bacteria at the same time. Well, unfortunately, we're not 18 forever. And when we're 18, our bacteria our digestive enzymes are tops, tip-top shape, just like an athlete, okay, at 18. But we're not athletes at 70 or 60 or 40 or 45 or 39. When we age, our digestive enzyme production diminishes.
Right.
As we age, it diminishes more. just like your ability to walk or talk or do anything else, everything in life slows down because your body functions slow down. So, to digest your food, holistic physicians say we've lost about 70% of our ability to digest food by the time we're early 50. But we may not notice it right away, but some people do. Some people get gassy and farty and burpy and belchy. Some people get heartburn. Some people get all kinds of irregular food reactions whenever they eat. Well, that's because, say holistic physicians, your enzyme production is not as prolific as it was when you were a kid. By using digestive enzymes, they recommend, you restore your digestive efficiency to that when you were 18 years old, or even 6 years old. You had more digestive efficiency at that age than you do in mid-50s.
Right, can I say one thing too?
Go ahead.
And one of the things that always struck me about the importance of having the food properly digested was that one of the things that was constantly said is that undigested food feeds inflammatory and destructive bacteria. It sits there and rots and destroys the lining of the digestive tract,
right,
and promotes the growth, right, of all of these horrific bacteria. And just like they say here, antibiotics cause make everything much, much worse. But when you have the proper digestion and the food gets digested, you're getting the good bacteria and everything right and balanced and not letting it rot and create a state of inflammation and toxicity.
They got it right, honey. That's what it happens. So it seems inconceivable that something as simple as digestion, say you've got heartburn and you're belching and farting and in miserable and pain and the burn in your throat. And the doctors say, well, that's simple. You've got too much acid, too much hydrochloric acid, too much digestive enzymes coming up into your throat. So you've got to take an antacid drug to neutralize all those excessive digestive enzymes. Well, that's not really correct, say holistic physicians,
right,
because what actually happens is, follow this in your mind, follow this, what I'm going to explain here, directly from holistic physicians. And they say when you chew your food, of course, you combine it with saliva, and the saliva has enzymes, and it lubricates your throat, and you swallow the food. But you can't digest the food, you get heartburn because you get a burn, you get it in your throat, and you get gassy and burpy. Well, the food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus, and when you swallow, that mechanism of swallowing opens up the little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, and that empties the food into the stomach. When you're young, some of those digestive enzymes and acids splash up onto the sphincter muscle, and it squeezes tightly closed and will not let that acid come up your throat and give you heartburn or cancer or anything else. But as you age, you don't make as much hydrochloric
acid,
much digestive enzymes,
right,
as you did when you were 18 years old. And so that little sphincter is not stimulated properly to close properly. The doctors say too much acid is coming up your throat, therefore you take an antacid drug.
Right.
Well, that stops the symptoms of
temporarily
heartburn.
Temporarily, and causes bone destruction. That's also been connected with brain function and bone destruction. Okay.
And that stops, neutralizing the acids in your throat also stops and neutralizes the acids in your stomach.
That's right.
But your stomach needs hydrochloric acid in great quantities. So the stomach becomes even less efficient in digesting your food, and that food then transports into your intestines and your colon and creates what? Putrefaction.
Putrefactive
bacteria. It rots in your body.
And they cause destruction to all the tissues.
So what holistic physicians say is take a digestive enzyme as you eat, and you can fortify your efficiency of digestion, and that little sphincter muscle will be splashed with the right amount of hydrochloric acid,
right,
and it will squeeze tightly closed, and you will never have the heartburn and the burping and the gassing and the farting.
Right, and we want to make sure, that's why we had this top specialist make sure that you have the right balance of the hydrochloric acid that you don't make anymore, the right balance of all the type, the right types of enzymes, and even what the liver fails often to do, which is the bile acids.
Right.
That as we get older, our liver doesn't produce, which is necessary for the digestion too. All of that is combined, and that's why we see nothing but rave reviews from that super digestizyme. The Alive and Well Super Digestizyme, the best combination there has been on the planet, and it works so quickly. And you know,
and that's the Super Digestizyme is unique to Alive and Well. We had a holistic physician create this product for us, okay, and it is the most efficient, painless, absolutely stupendous way of eating your food.
That's right.
And not having gassy, farty, misery, burning.
And no chemicals, nothing like that.
All the side effects of maldigestion are eliminated because now, with the right balance of the enzymes and the hydrochloric acid, you digest your food like you're 18 years old, and you don't get all the negative symptoms of maldigestion.
That's right.
It isn't a question of too much acid, it's a question of insufficient acid make that sphincter muscle perform perfectly.
You know, one very important point that I didn't know, I didn't even know this, and this is what David Brownstein, bringing this information and reported in Newsmax here. He says here, I'm quoting the doctor, it may surprise you to know that your gut's enteric nervous system, that in your gut, is home to more than 30 neurotransmitters, including serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine, the feel-good hormones, the thinking hormones, okay? In fact, he says, and he has this underlined, 95% of your body's serotonin, the feel-good hormone, is found in the bowel. Serotonin, says the doctor, is a natural chemical responsible for mood control. Okay, that's why they give the people antidepressants, which have the terrible side effects. But emerging research proves that your gut's nervous system influences emotions, response to stress, pain perception, and other aspects of behavior. And according to Johns Hopkins University, the enteric nervous system triggers big emotional shifts in people coping with digestive health concerns, such as constipation, bloating, stomach upset, and others. That's because irritation in the GI system, says the doctor, sends signals to the brain that trigger these mood changes. In fact, medical research shows, says the doctor, that serotonin dysfunction in the gastrointestinal system leads to impairments in brain function that involve mood, sleep, and behavior. This is another important reason, says the doctor, to keep your gut happy and healthy. I never knew about all of those brain nutrients and all of those things present in the gut. And when the gut isn't working properly and isn't digesting the food properly and doesn't have those right enzymes, you're not making serotonin and the other natural antidepressants.
And when you're not making those natural, the serotonin, all the other natural feel-good hormones, where does your brain go? It goes to the distress of your gut. If you're getting diarrhea or gassy farty, you're getting misery, you're getting pain, whatever the indigestion symptoms might be, you're preoccupied with that, with your ill health scenario that's developing. Well, folks, we're not doctors and we don't play doctor, but we do give you information from doctors who've been using natural therapies for God knows how many years. And they suggest that maybe you want to mimic what you had when you were younger, and that is to take digestive enzymes. All bodily functions diminish in efficiency as you age. And all diminishing body symptoms cause distress, upset, emotional anxiety, all kinds of negative things. But by using the nutrients to help restore and maintain what you have left and to create new cellular activity, new molecular activity, new mitochondrial function throughout your entire body, then your brain is then diverted back into what's of immediate importance with whatever you might think about love, about relationships, about your job, about creativity, whatever it might be. You're allowed to, you're free to develop those thoughts, not being preoccupied with the dysfunction of whatever bodily activity is not going on.
Well, here is a medical doctor and reporting about another medical doctor. And he's the Dr. Tamara Santa Anna. She is, and he's reporting about her. She's a brilliant academic, he says, functional physician with mentors.
A functional what?
Physician.
Oh,
P-H-Y.
A functional physician.
Functional physician.
Okay.
With mentors who include the international leading alternative physicians. She holds a medical degree and has completed over 10,000 hours of training. She continually studies, is a geek, he calls it, what she does, and is always teaching more. She has a phenomenal history of patient successes with conditions ranging from neurological diseases to cancer. Despite backgrounds like this, providers are often defamed by the mainstream, forbidden to use the word cure in many states. And he goes on to say what this doctor is teaching us, okay? Very famous doctor. And he goes on to say how alternative doctors think. MDs conceptualize people as machines. This is what the doctor is saying.
This doctor is saying other doctors.
MDs conceptualize people as machines.
Medical doctors,
yes.
Conceptualize, think of people as a machine.
That need a little lubricant or a new part and claim their drugs work like auto repair.
Okay.
Well, I wish sometimes that the auto repair would actually work. You know, we've had a lot of that experience. Functional physicians, on the other hand, recognize that human systems are complex beyond imagination, and all a doctor can hope to do is support the terrain, allowing the body to repair itself. This terrain theory is the idea that nutrition and lifestyle improvements have the most profound effects. Drugs introduce unexpected and deadly consequences. This is a doctor. Doctor-caused diseases are the most severe, he highlights, so always address them first. The primary cause of today's health decline is, quote, treatment provided by doctors. Our profession, says the doctor, created each calamity. Traditional medicine claims this is heresy. And he talks about the damage, vaccines, especially the COVID vax. He says they put them at risk for turbo cancer, neurological diseases, increased mortality. They caused loss of babies, tripled or doubled or tripled, all kinds of damage, everything.
And you know something, what's in every vaccine?
Just what he says. They contain poisons. Vaccine toxicity has historically been primarily mercury. This was concealed by claiming it was a necessary adjuvant additive to stimulate the immune system and labeling it thimerosal, mercury.
An adjuvant is something to enhance the function of whatever is in the content.
Yes.
The adjuvant itself was mercury and was later replaced by aluminum.
That's right.
Those are two...
This is just what he says. After an outcry, mercury was partly, but not entirely, eliminated from poison shots. Aluminum, just as toxic, was added instead after about the year 2000.
Okay.
So just what you said.
What good is mercury and what good is aluminum? Well, says the drug company, it helps to deliver the proper dosage as an antiviral or an anti-whatever the vaccine is for to be more effective. But in the process, it gives children a dead brain.
Right.
In the process, it creates... Do you remember the baby crib deaths?
Yes. The sudden infant death syndrome.
Sudden infant
SIDS.
Death,
yes,
syndrome.
Infant death,
okay.
Syndrome.
All the babies who died of sudden infant death died of vaccine poisoning.
Well,
because of the mercury and or the aluminum. Okay. Other children didn't die, but they had permanent brain damage and immune dysfunction.
He goes on to say, too, that the site, this is the list from Tamara and this other top doctor, Dr. Tamara Santa Anna. And psychiatric drugs, 1 in 5 Americans has been convinced to take these. They cause addiction, says the doctor, suicide, homicide, brain damage. But Big Pharma's promotion never stops. No randomized control study has ever proven that any of them work at all, which means they do not. And prescribing them is unethical.
But all the science says, and the FDA says, and all the doctors say, and all the medical authorities say that they work. What's
it's
what?
A lie.
What?
And he goes on, traditional cancer care is the most expensive medical field and a sick joke. Using so-called, and he quotes, standard care chemo. Okay, only people with about 8 types of cancer survive one day longer. Radiation is used promiscuously, but it prolongs life, not at all. These damaging treatments were FDA approved because of tumor size, et cetera, et cetera. He goes on to talk about these toxins and everything. It's a medical host. Getting your patients off this costly nonsense is the only way. And then he talks about the protocol, which I want you to, okay. Memory loss, okay? Dr. Tamara says the thing to do is to use the nutrients. The brain, I want you to talk about, consists of 60% fatty acids by dry weight. We've said this. Requiring specific nutritional support. Fatty acids, particularly EPA, DHA, are essential nutrients for the brain. That's the super pure, high concentration fish oils.
Absolutely.
Without any mercury or any toxicity, proven to be free of all chemicals.
Absolutely, says every holistic physician, okay? The DHA and the EPA are specific for the brain, for the malleability, if you will, of the cells of the brain, for the lubrication, the anti-inflammatory effect, the prevention of the hardening of the capillary. Consider this, folks. Everything in your body is microscopic. Every function in your body is microscopic. You can't see a cell, you can't see what's going on without a microscope, without amplification of some kind to see what's really happening. Because what's really happening are minuscule microscopic activities which create life in every invisible cell.
Right.
And when you create life in every invisible cell, which nutrients contribute to and drugs do not, when you create that life in every invisible little piece of poof called a cell, that cell functions at an optimal level of performance.
And you know, 60% of your brain is made up of those fatty acids. Otherwise, we could get what's common with older people, shrinkage of the brain. And you don't get that when you take that type of fatty acids.
And when
acids.
You take the DHA and the EPA,
right.
They lubricate every microscopic cell. They reduce inflammation. Inflammation burns. And every little cell is burned with inflammation. Well, what creates the inflammation? Sugar. Adding sugar to anything, granulated sugar, creates inflammation.
Right, and you
and
know.
Inflammation kills or dries up and cauterizes every microscopic little artery or capriole in which the cells in the blood transport nutrients throughout your brain and your little toe.
Right.
When those blood passageways are burned up and turned to ash, the cells and the blood and the oxygen and the nutrients don't get to the destination. So that little cell dies.
That's right.
How many millions of quadrillions of cells can die before you go, duh? Well, that's up to you, because you can enhance the lubrication, the anti-inflammatory effect by using, as holistic physicians say, the DHA and EPA components from fish oil.
High concentration and free of all, guaranteed free of any toxin from the sea and any mercury. That's very important.
And they lubricate. They reduce the inflammation. They prevent the cauterizing. They prevent the burning up. They prevent all the negative effects.
And you know what, Dr. Tamara, these are her protocols, what she does. And she's talking here about memory loss, okay? She says acetyl-L-carnitine crosses the blood-brain barrier, helping brain cells produce energy much more efficiently. This form, the acetyl-L-carnitine, is different from regular L-carnitine and is specifically designed to target neurological function. Neurotransmitter testing reveals that acetylcholine deficiencies directly impair...
Acetyl-L-carnitine.
Yeah, that's right. No,
okay,
acetylcholine, I'm sorry, deficiencies directly impair memory function. And she says you need to take acetyl-L-carnitine,
right,
just as the European doctors have done forever,
yeah,
to regenerate the brain and the brain's function in many different areas, and even the nervous system.
Amen.
It helps a lot with the nervous system and with depression. and with depression in a few days with no side effects.
And all of those, every negative health situation that develops in any human being is because holistic physicians say chronic inflammation. Inflammation is fire. Inflammation burns. It burns up little microscopic things called a cell. And that little cell is dead. But how many little cells can die before you finally go, duh? Well, the DHA and the EPA and the acetyl-L-carnitine and the pyrrolquinoline quinone and the alpha-lipoic acid all prevent, deter, eliminate the excessive inflammation which creates the inferno right. in any cell in your body.
And she makes another point that's very, very important, this famous doctor. Lion's mane mushroom stimulates the growth of new brain neuronal connections and helps the brain repair itself. Despite any kind of reduced ridiculous fear, she says, therapeutic mushrooms reduce cancer risk by 40% when consumed daily, therapeutic mm-hmm. mushrooms, which we have the combinations, we have the organic
combinations.
And then she makes a very, very, very important. Curcumin with piperine fights brain inflammation, high dosages, okay?
That's music.
Now,
that's
Can you talk a little bit about the curcumin with the bioperine extract, because it's fighting brain inflammation?
Well, curcumin is very difficult to absorb. And so holistic physicians have found various ways to enhance the absorption. The most efficient way of enhancing the absorption of curcumin is with enzymes, natokinase and serratiopeptidase. These things help digest and absorb the curcumin. Piperine helps absorb the curcumin, and the curcumin reduces the inflammation. Curcumin restores neuronal function. Curcumin increases mitochondrial development. It's phenomenal what it can do. And whether it's your brain or your little toe or an elbow or a knee or a muscle group, whatever it might be, it's the curcumin which can reduce the inflammatory excess which creates the pain and the destruction that's going on in that particular part of your body. That's why pain power is so effective, because it contains the curcumin and the natokinase and the serratiopeptidase and the piperine, all which enhance the absorption and utilization of the curcumin, which by itself is not that well utilized. When it's combined with the other contents of the pain power formula, the natokinase and serratiopeptidase and the piperine, it is very efficiently absorbed, and it's quickly relieves any kind of excess inflammatory activity in your body, which is destroying what? Your brain or your back or your little toe or your knuckles on your hand, whatever it might be. It's the inflammation. Keep in mind what holistic physicians say ad nauseum. Every time you talk about ill health, they say the source of all ill health is chronic inflammation. Well, that's fire. And the pain power puts out the fire.
That's absolutely
why?
Right.
Because it contains those nutrients I just talked about, which is the curcumin, a major anti-inflammatory, but difficult to absorb.
That's right.
So what comes with the curcumin and pain power? The natokinase, the serratiopeptidase, those are enzymes.
And the bioperine.
And the bioperine.
Just like the doctor said.
That's exactly what they say.
Exactly what she said.
And this formula was created by a holistic physician.
Exactly.
It's a unique formula that only we at Alive and Well have, because we contacted this holistic physician to create the product for us, for you to enjoy pain-free, abundant, vibrant new health.
And you know, the doctor goes on to say, Dr. Tamara Santa Ana goes on to say that, the black box warning is not something that health foodies put on. It's what medical doctors put on if a drug or something people are taking has lethal effects. And that's not even, it only says it's only part of it. So, but on the statin drugs that they the cholesterol drug that they always tell people to take, so many of them do, have a black box warning that they cause cognitive and memory loss and cognitive decline, muscle breakdown, all kinds of horrific things.
And what muscle are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking the muscle of the heart and everything. Exactly. And this is what I'm going
to
get into.
For a heart disease drug to cause destruction of the heart is kind of a non sequitur.
And to cause memory, all memory loss, okay? All complete memory loss, and to shoot, it shoots your blood sugar through the sky. And it's given and prescribed, the statin drugs, to people who have diabetes all the time.
And heart disease,
okay. But the diabetics get the shoot up of sugar.
And you know what else? Here's a little bon mot. You ready for this?
Yeah.
After 6 years or more of using the statin drugs, it actually extends your life 2 days.
In certain concepts, but it gives you all of the horrific side effects and everything.
Negative side effect imaginable.
And so this is why Dr. Santana says here that cardio, that's the 100% ubiquinol, which is just what she was describing, the cardio CoQ10, revives mitochondria, essential for anyone taking statin drugs because they interfere with natural CoQ10 production. B vitamins function as spark plugs for the body's engine, preventing fatigue regardless of sleep duration. But she's talking about the importance here of the ubiquinol form of cardio CoQ10, reviving the mitochondria, the cellular energy of the heart, and protecting the brain, etc., and how the statin drugs interfere with that and rob the body of that.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happens.
And goes on to say, too, okay, about how important it is to that blood sugar exists on a spectrum rather than a separate condition. The body's glucose management requires specific nutritional support to prevent diabetes progression, says the doctor. That's why we have this top specialist says that it's important to have all the list of nutrients in Dr. Santa. The doctor says that. Blood sugar harmony, a combination of incredible nutrients put together, and also put together in a combination for blood sugar. And she goes on to say, too.
Well, the negative effects of metformin are manifold.
That's right.
Okay, and that lowers the blood sugar, yes. But again, it's a drug which has undesirable side effects.
That's right.
But nutrients, say holistic physicians, which have created a formula which is in blood sugar harmony, at Alive and Well, blood sugar harmony reduces excess blood sugar.
That's
amazing.
Right.
Without the drug, amazing. Yes. Healthfully, amazing. Yes. It happens. It works. It's, again, feed the body, say holistic physicians. Don't drug it to oblivion.
You know, and she goes on also to really stress the importance of alpha lipoic acid, because it mimics, she says, insulin action, reduces free radical stress, and rejuvenates nerve system, okay, the
and
nervous
mitochondria.
System and mitochondria, you know, and you know, and this they she also talks about a very leading doctor who pioneered alpha lipoic acid use, okay, and for many patients who were poisoned in hospitals, condemned to die, and he found that lipoic acid saved their lives, and he couldn't watch people die, and he continued using lipoic acid despite he was threatened by other professional doctors.
Oh, sure, and the drug companies.
And his work revealed the power of alpha lipoic acid in preventing neuropathy, nerve damage, and protecting the liver.
How about the eyes? Alpha lipoic acid helps the eyes.
That's right, it does.
The nervous system. Eyes are one fraction of a whatever measurement you want to use away from your brain. They're almost a direct connection to your brain. And the alpha lipoic acid, say holistic physicians, reduces what? The chronic inflammation,
that's right,
which causes cellular destruction, which leads to dysfunction of whatever organ is in your body, but it also leads to destruction of the neural capacity
yes.
of the brain and the transmission of the impulse of the vision of the eye to the brain.
That's right.
And then you go blind,
right.
You have defective vision, whatever the problem might be. Again, nutrients are what sustains life. Drugs reduce symptoms and cause undesirable side effects. say, holistic physicians. In following their advice, the holistic physician's advice, you can enjoy, they say, and it's been proven through the last 100 years, by using the nutrients, you can extend life, you can extend the life-giving activity of every cell in your body, but drugs suppress.
Right, and she even stresses, too, when she's talking about the diabetic thing, she says berberine, this is the doctor, activates the same pathway as metformin without causing any B12 depletion or any side effects associated with metformin and other drugs. Head-to-head trials, says the doctor, have demonstrated that this herb, berberine, is much more effective than metformin in regulating blood sugar levels and no side effects. And that's really interesting. And you know, when they're talking about, she's also quoting that Dr. Tamara Santana says that Dr. Steven Sinatra, very famous, the late cardiologist, identified essential nutrients for heart failure when he was asked directly at all his medical conferences, and his top of the list was acetyl-L-carnitine. He says helps the heart generate energy by transforming fatty acids into the mitochondria. Dr. Steven Sinatra was so famous.
Absolutely.
We used to, I mean,
and again, it's the mitochondria. Feed the mitochondria. Again, they're submicroscopic. You can't see a mitochondria. They're in every cell in your body. I mentioned this before, perhaps ad nauseum, but consider this. A heart muscle is invisible. You can't see a heart muscle. If I had 1,000 heart muscles in my hand and said, here, look, see the heart muscle? No, heart cells, no, you can't see them because they're so tiny, you can't see them. They're microscopic, you need a microscope. But under a microscope, every one of those invisible heart cell, muscle cells contains 5,000 invisible mitochondria. What? Impossible. Nothing that could be that small. Yeah, this sure is, folks. But when you feed those mitochondria, it strengthens the cell. When you feed all the cells of all the mitochondria of all the cells of every muscle in your heart, you put them all together into an 8.5-ounce piece of meat and stick it in the middle of your chest, it's called a heart. And that heart has an unknown total of mitochondria, all of which give your heart beat a healthy pulse of 60 beats a minute, 24 hours a day, unless you're exercising, then it goes way up high.
And so, this important and critical information needs, you know, you talk about digestion, besides the super digestive enzyme and everything else, you need to digest and take in this important information. Remember that Alive and Well's radio show, okay, which you're listening to right now, 11 and 10 on the AM dial or radio, has the new times you can tell people about 3 p.m. It's new each week, but it is repeated three times, whatever might be convenient for you. Okay? 3 p.m. on Mondays, repeated 5 p.m. on Saturdays, repeated 8 a.m. Sundays. Let's remember, 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and repeated again 8 a.m. Sundays. Remember all of that because we remember, we love you, we care about you. Remember, Alive and Well is there for you in every conceivable way. And Dennis and I, not doctors, don't pretend to be, but love to share information in a comfortable, wonderful area where we sit. No charge, never has been, never will be. There's zero charge or requirement. But make an appointment, 877-4950, 877-4950. 4950 if you want to talk with Dennis or with Mona. It's okay. We're not going to be offended. Whatever you choose. But make an appointment so we can just sit and talk with you and we're not there with somebody else. It makes it a much better thing if you make that appointment. You can call that 877-4950 with any one of our services. You can have your food all ready for you. The fabulous cafe. You can have it ready. You can do your parties. You can do all the wonderful things. Just call the number, you can do orders, you can go into the mainland, whatever it is, okay? You've got all those wonderful services there. We love you and care about you. We are Fanatic Organics, okay? And you're gonna be a Fanatic Organic just when you eat at that fabulous, delicious, incredible broth cafe. And don't forget the Vortex Power. We are there, the Vortex Power, and all of our organic and wonderful foods and organic and wonderful food choices, because we love you, we care about you. Isn't that true, Dennis?
That's true, baby. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.